The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 4.85, unchanged on the open May, 4.95 down a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade on LaSalle Street, March wheat opened at 4.62.5, up 2 on the open. May, 4.76, unchanged. July, 4.83.5, up a half. December, 5.04.5, up 1.5 on the open. March corn opened at 406.5, unchanged on the open. May, 417 down 1. July, 424.5, unchanged. September, 409.5, down a half. December, 398.5, down 1. March, 405, down a half. And July of 2008, 412, down a half on the open. Over in the soybean pit, March opened at 7.48.5, down 1 on the open. May, 7.63.5, down 2. July, 7.78, down a half. November, 8.01, unchanged. January 2008, $8, down 5 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 2.18.60, up 70 on the open. May, 2.23, down 10. March soybean oil opened at 30.38, up 4 on the open. May, 30.85, down 1. At the Merck, March feeders opened at 99.05, up 27.5 on the open. April, 135, up 7.5. May, 101.70, unchanged. August, 102.90, down 2.5 on the open. February live cattle open at 93.10, down 10 on the open. April, 94.10, up 10. June, 92 even, up 7.5. August, 89.05, unchanged on the open. February lean hogs open at 66.70, up 42.5 on the open. April, 67.25, up 40. May, 74.97.5, unchanged. June, 76.90, up 40 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 103 even, up 22.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's go ahead and take a look at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today. There's quite a bit of information to pass along, a number of bulletins to talk about. A snow and blowing snow advisory is in effect for far northern Illinois from this evening through Tuesday evening. A winter storm warning is in effect for the rest of northern Illinois, all of central Illinois and portions of southern Illinois, and for northwestern, central, and portions of southern Indiana from this evening through Tuesday evening. A winter weather advisory is in effect for portions of southwestern Illinois this evening through Tuesday morning. And a winter storm watch is in effect for much of north, central, and northeastern Indiana from this evening through Wednesday morning and for portions of east, central, and southeastern Indiana from this evening through late Tuesday night. Today in the north, cloudy with some light snow in central sections, mostly cloudy. In the south, cloudy with rain arriving, highs from 25 to 45 degrees. Then tonight, in the north, cloudy with snow returning and becoming heavy after midnight. In central sections, we're looking for snow heavy after midnight. The snow will be mixed with sleet and freezing rain toward the south. In the south, periods of rain, lows from 13 in far northwestern Illinois to 38 in the far south. Then tomorrow, in the north and in central Illinois, windy with snow and blowing and drifting snow. In central Indiana, snow, sleet, and freezing rain. In the south, rain changing to mixed precipitation. Highs ranging from 18 in far northern Illinois to 42 degrees in the far south. Go ahead and take a look at the range of trading at this part of the trading day. As the numbers kick in off my screen, I see that in Kansas City, wheat trading now anywhere from down 2.5 to down 3.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat trading anywhere from down 3 to down 4. Corn trading anywhere from up 0.25 to down 0.25. And the soybeans trading anywhere from down, it looks like now, down 6 to down 6.25. No, make it now 7.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Is soybeans taking its direction from the outside markets today?
Somewhat, yeah. You know, crude oil's down $1.49. Gold's down $4. Silver's down 19 cents. Got the outside markets weaker. They've had a pretty good run there last Friday, and so like beans are sort of following suit. Beans had a move above some resistance there, clipped the buy stops. Now we're back in a filling. We'll see what the export inspections report brings here at 10 o'clock. That might give us some new direction, but wheat inspections are expected to be anywhere from 17 to 23 million bushels. Corn, 34 to 41 million bushels, and the beans themselves, 20 to 24 million bushels.
We need March to take out 7.52 1/4 to confirm a continuation of the uptrend, or no?
Yeah, we think we need a couple solid closes above that. You know, we added 10 to 12 cents on the week there last week, so you know, we had a good move there Friday after the report Friday there created quite a bit of market volatility, but we made the highs and the lows for last week during Friday, so. The key will be probably Friday's trades, whether or not we move above that high or below that low.
Turn your attention to the corn market, where even though we had a pretty good move last week, if you really take a look at the charts, particularly the deferreds, were in a trading range in corn.
Consolidation's name of the game will probably stay that way for some time until we get a handle on acreage and see how this weather unfolds. The cold weather has slowed down movement, has increased feed usage, but to demand, you know, export-wise is fair, but not real robust. China did state that they exported almost 900,000 metric tons of corn. That's much larger than expected, so China has resumed meeting the commitments on their export sector, so this news is going to be bullish one minute, bearish the next. But I think the trade's sort of buying time here until we get a little closer to the March plantings report.
Does the USDA baseline projection on Wednesday or the March 1 or 2 reports have much collateral with the trade?
Well, they're going to use it as a conversational piece. You know, these are Washington Bureau cats putting these numbers together. An economist in Washington, they got some value to them. You know, it's their opinion. But I think your comments here on WILL have much more precedence because you're in tune with the producer themselves getting the true reading, whereas the economists in Washington, I don't know exactly what they look at, but I hate to say, you know, that they pull numbers out of the air. I don't say that as a whole, but as a whole, you're much closer to the grassroots and what's going on, Dave.
Let's turn our attention then, and my grassroots feeling is that just maybe that big number that we were talking about in the corn, something above 10 million acres, isn't going to come to pass. We might be looking at something closer to 7 to 8 million based on conversations I've had lately.
Yeah, it varies from location to location. It's amazing. You know, some guys are just going to stick to the rotation. Also, too, this move to $8 in the November beans has encouraged guys maybe to stick with beans. So it's going to widely range a lot in areas, and how you average that all out, we're probably not going to know until a year from now. Yes, the March intentions report will be the key, but two, the June will be a little bit more accurate. But the bottom line is the weather. If we're cold and wet, we're naturally going to lose corn acres. We're warm and dry, we're probably going to add corn acres.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Bloomington, Illinois.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Lead options in Kansas City, March wheat at 484 down 1. At the Board of Trade, March wheat 458 down 2 and a quarter. March corn 206 and a quarter on change. March beans 744 down 5 and a quarter. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILOAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.